Because human beings don't really want to face certain issues that's happening in their life. They keep on they keep on going with it and carry it on, and it keeps moving on. It's never dealt with or addressed.
Hey, this is Matt Helton with OneTrust Home Loans, your reverse and retirement mortgage expert, and you have found the Serving Senior podcast. Now, this is the podcast where we highlight those businesses and those professionals that are helping seniors not just get by, not just survive, but thrive in their retirement. And today we have another one of those amazing individuals. We have Miss Rosalind Severin McLean, and she's the author of Oceans of Thought, and it's a book of poetry. But it's written about her experiences and her thoughts through the in the Caribbean, and it helps people from young adolescents all the way up to seniors. And today she's going to highlight how what she does is serving seniors at such a high level. Rosalind, how are you doing today?
Thank you, Matt. I'm glad to be on your show today.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
yes, it's a pleasure.
Well,
And
glad
thanks
to
for
see you.
the warm invitation.
Yes, ma'am. You're so
introduction.
welcome. You're so
Yes,
welcome.
yes.
Well, tell me this. How are you? How's the family? What's going on with you these days?
Yeah, we're doing well. We're in New York. It's a beautiful day today compared to yesterday, which was also beautiful, but it rained the whole time, the whole
Yes,
day yesterday.
ma'am.
And today we have a lot of sunshine, so it's really nice. My family is good. It's my daughter, you know, she's doing quite well, you know.
Awesome.
And well, she's actually part of Oceans of Thoughts. As
Ah.
she, yeah, well, I'm the writer. I'm the one writing, but all
Okay.
the computer work, the computer aspect, you know, the template and all that, she's
Got
the
it.
one who actually did it for me.
Okay.
Youth know everything about the computer anyway.
Sure. That's
So,
fantastic. Well, that's
yes,
great.
thank you.
Well, a little side note for everyone that's watching in the Midwest. Rosalind was telling me some of her secrets for her young longevity, life longevity, her youthful look is walking. So tell them your plan. How do you do your groceries in the city in Queens? What do you do?
Yes, this is really wonderful. Well, I don't drive. I do drive, don't have a car at the moment. So I try not to take the bus and train, you know, on the weekend when I'm doing groceries or any laundry or anything. And I prefer walking. So I walk a lot. I walk long distance. And whenever I do groceries, I don't push a shopping cart unless I really have to.
Okay.
But most of the time, I would take my bags, carry two bags at a time, one on each hand, and I'll walk home from the grocery store. I lift the bags, I pick up two empty bags, I walk back out. So I do like four or five trips back and forth, long distance, 10 blocks probably, to get in the walk. So that's how
Wow.
I do the groceries.
That's awesome. You don't even have to go to the gym. You're getting your workout,
No,
getting
this is my
groceries.
gym. This is although I go to the gym whenever necessary, possible,
Yeah.
but I walk, you know, I do the walk and I do dance exercise, but I'm walking, throw the hands up, move my hands and stuff to help move the
Yeah.
muscles, you know. So that really it helps to keep you going, keep you
Keep you
young,
active.
keep you
Yep.
active, help the blood flow, you know, the blood circulate, because if you stay one place too long, you feel stiff. So to avoid the stiffness, you know, I try to move it,
Yep.
and really does help me.
That's awesome. Yep.
Help me.
I had a knee that was hurting one time, and I was trying to get a chiropractor to look at it, and he asked what I was doing to be active. I wasn't doing that much. And he said, "You know, your knee could just be rusty."
That's
Basically,
all.
he was saying I need to get my fat butt moving.
Yes.
I needed to
Yes.
get moving, and actually I took his advice like you're saying, and it's a lot better now. So yep,
So
just got to
that's wonderful.
stay active.
Stay
Well,
active. Yes, stay active. Put the knees up, you know, march. I do the
yep.
marching thing.
Okay.
I march up and down with my legs, my knees up. I do that all the time, constantly. I do the marching. I call it the marching game. I do it on the
Gotcha.
job. People laugh, but I say, hey, I keep on moving. And I, you know,
Got
during the break, I walk to the bathroom or wherever, and I'm actually marching.
it.
Swinging my arms, marching to, yeah, I march in the street by myself. I do the marching thing because that way you keep your knees,
Yep.
you keep the knees moving, keep the hands and shoulders moving. So it helps.
Little Rosalind, that's awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And from the moment we first met, I was just intrigued with your personality and your energy. And I loved your story. So maybe could you take us back to the beginning, you know, share with the audience, you know, where you're from, how you got started, and then how you got the vision to write books and your, I guess maybe what prompted you to focus on helping seniors through your writing?
Yes, I come from Dominica, the West Indies, the Caribbean.
Okay.
Dominica is located between Guadeloupe and Martinique.
Okay.
So we are sort of French Creole.
Gotcha.
You know, Dominica. And I grew up there. I left Dominica. I was 23 already. But most of my my whole upbringing is in was from Dominica.
Got it.
You know, I live with my parents and my sisters up in the, you know, suburb kind of area. And I went to school at home. And I worked before I came up to the States. And in Dominica, as a child, you know, we get these little messages. Everybody gets them, but not everybody pays attention because we don't know. You don't know whether people say, oh, I heard a voice. I thought of this. I heard this voice. But it's actually angels and actually the inspiration that's speaking to you is up to, you know, we are not taught to be in tune or to listen generally. And yes, since quite pretty young, you know, as a child, I would always have these little voices, you know, and inspiration, thoughts. And I would write a little notes. And sometimes people look at you like something's wrong with you. When you say, oh, you know, this. But no, nothing is wrong with you. It's an inspiration, it's a calling. Sometimes we all do have the calling. Some have it more than others. But some don't pay attention. I didn't pay attention. But as I got a little older, and I realized I had all this work, all this writing I was doing, and I'm writing about my life experiences, things that happened with me, and realizing that it's happened with me and other people. So it's not only me alone. But I realized that the way the messages were coming and the inspiration was flowing is like I'm a messenger. And I've been this way all through my life, but not paying attention to it. So later, as time went on, because I'm right now a senior, so as time went on, I'm writing, I'm looking over what I'm writing, I realized the messages are just all the same. It's coming from a pattern. And because of this, I decided to start really focusing on trying to get my work out. My daughter is the one who said, why don't I write a book? She said, you have all this work here. What are you doing with it? You have all this work piled because I'm writing poetry all the time. Okay. And this is how the messages are coming. It's not coming like a regular autobiography that you read in the store, the novel style. It's coming through this channel. It's channeling through a different way. It's processing a different way. And I say, well, nobody's going to read poetry because it's just poetry. But it's not just poetry. There are messages. Because every title of the poem is given to me. It's not something I made up. Although it's about my life experiences, and someone will say, oh, that's about you. Yes, but the way the book is coming is not through me. It's coming through me, not from me.
Mm.
If you understand that, you know?
Yep.
So, you know, because when I wrote a piece for seniors, and it like, when I did the open mic there with them, the seniors had already researched me. They knew everything from that project I did on the seniors, and able to research this work for the question and answers. And I was quite surprised that they really gravitated to this work, because I, you know, you don't know until you are there and you're experiencing it with them. But back to Dominica. My dad was a very big influence on my writing. As I got older, I began to realize how that influence was, because he always encouraged me in his own way. Like he would tell me, don't worry about certain things. don't listen to certain things. Like, you know, some things happen, I say, oh, that is so-and-so, and he'll tell me, oh, don't worry about that. And then I start writing. You know? So when I write and I would recite to him or read to him, he'll be the one correcting me. So when your dad, well, your parent, will be correcting you, your pronunciation, your sentence construction, that means that they're interested in what that part and that project in your life. So it makes you want to move further into it. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things I said I could use as an influence for my poetry, my writing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had no idea, absolutely no idea, that it would take off in the world like this. Because I said I took a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Ocean of Thoughts, book one, was taking a chance. So, well, I got a lot of discouragement. People discouraged me because they didn't think that it would happen. And I said, well, I'm taking a chance. Let's see how it's going to work. And that took off. And it gave me more inspiration to continue because I had a lot of work. I still have a lot of work left that to go in for another book, another 2-3 books. I had a lot of work, and people who I knew and knew about my lifestyle, life experiences, wanted me to keep on writing. What about the band? Because I used to be in a band. I think I mentioned that to you, I was in an all-girl band as a teenager. So people wanted to know about the band, wanted me to write it. Those who knew and had read some of my work before wanted me to put it in a book. So it was like driven, you know, I must put it in the book. And I book two came out. So there's a lot of, it's an inspirational word. You get messages just about through anything. A lot comes through sleep. A lot comes through the silence. You know, you could be sitting silently in your home anytime, anywhere in the park. And then it's up to you to be obedient and to listen. Listen to the silence. Listen to what comes in the silence. And it happened. You know, it took me a long time, you know, to really accept that I was that way. But people were like, you will make fun of you if you speak about it, you know. Like when I was much younger, they say, oh, what are you talking about? You know, what's this? What's that? But after a while, I realized, I meditate too. I do a lot of meditation. I used to do a lot of meditation.
Okay.
I did that for years. So if all that channeling and transcending and using the higher energies,
mm-hmm.
higher inspiration, because you know it comes in all forms, but you have to hit the higher level.
That's awesome. That is so cool. Well, Roslyn, maybe you could share with us what some of your superpowers are and maybe how you use some of those superpowers to channel those messages to seniors, or maybe even talk about other people that work with seniors directly, how they could maybe use some of your messages to serve their seniors at a higher level.
I like the way you put it, superpowers. Superpowers. I'm trying to figure out what you mean by superpowers. If it's that you're talking about just the work that comes through me.
Sure.
You know, there's no superpower. Everybody has the same energy. It's a matter of how you interpret it and how you use it.
Right.
You know, you have to channel your inspiration and use it to benefit others. You know, because it's not selfish. It's not given to you to keep.
Mm-hmm.
It's given to you to transcend to others. You know, and that's maybe a big mistake many people maybe having, that they want to keep whatever inspiration they get for themselves. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more you share the knowledge, it's the better. The more you get from the same place it comes. A lot of it comes through, as I mentioned, the quiet, the meditation, the dreams. A lot of them, because dreams are stories that, you know, telling you stories. And another thing that I always say, when you get a message, you don't try to change it to make it sound like what society might want to hear. And that is a big factor with Oceans of Thoughts, because I write it straight. And I think that, you know, it's sort of like this eyes, and people are shocked at the way the work is presented.
Okay.
You know, I use a lot of, I refer a lot to the Bible too. Sometimes when I wrote the passage for the seniors, I had this experience. As I mentioned, my work comes through my experiences,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we have a lot of, I write on social issues. I write on current affairs, what happens in families. That's always brushed under the table, under the carpet. You know, I go into, so allow the reader to see within themselves how to pull out those emotions and how to face them. Because human beings don't really want to face certain issues that's happening in their life. They keep on they keep on going with it and carry it on, and it keeps moving on. It's never dealt with or addressed. A lot of times they go to the professionals, and they're still not resolving the situation. Mm-hmm. They go to the professionals, yeah, and they get all professional help, yeah. But the situation is still there deep inside, and they're not pulling it out.
Mm-hmm.
And Oceans of Thoughts help you to see that.
That's great. Kind of like they focus on the outward symptom, but they don't focus on the inward cause, like modern medicine, right? It's always to cover up what we see on the outside, but
the outside.
Still we got to fix what's on the inside that's causing
we live under an umbrella.
Mm.
The umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody says the umbrella, but actually what's holding it up, no one wants to face it.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to face the bully in them, the silent bully, the silent bully that's within man. No man wants to face it.
Wow.
And when it is pointed out, the man or woman, CEO or doctor, whoever the person is, they're in denial. They shy away from that truth and get defensive and are in denial,
mm-hmm.
because they feel that they cannot be caught. If the silent bully, Oceans of Thoughts speaks on that. That's an experience. Yeah, we speak on that. There's another as I mentioned the current affairs and social issues within family. It happens in all families. There's no exemption. Yet it is never addressed.
Mm.
It's addressed superficially, of course. You know, they go to all the, but the actual root is never addressed. But Oceans of Thoughts will let you see it.
Wow.
You know, I've had other inspirational poetry on divorce. Mm. I have one on divorce, and it will take you on a roller coaster. You really have to pay attention to what's in my work to really see, and to really, it will hit you. When I wrote on the one on divorce, I was talking about what happened with me and my daughter. She was 6 years old, And I wrote on the effects of a divorce, a 6 year old. And this came to me like, that vision came to me like day, like the sun in the sky.
Mm.
I just knew I had to write it. Kept coming, it kept coming, and it kept coming until I'm done with it. Everything that's in there it was sent to me.
Wow.
Everything that's in that one. And I always say that particular book was like a gift, because everything was just so, that glass, I said I could see right through it. When I wrote that one, and I called my daughter, I said, I read it for her. I said, Malty, her name is Malty. So I said, listen to this one. And I started reading. She told me, who's that about? I said, what do you think? That's about me. I said, yes. So yes, it's about you.
Okay, that's great.
Because I just knew I had to write this experience, because what happens to me, because she's with me.
Mm.
And I wrote this experience, and that hit home for just about everybody. Wow. Everybody was like gravitating to this particular one.
That's unreal.
You know? I also wrote on grief. Book one has my sister who had passed. And I wrote a whole series of poetry on that experience, transition, and just about everything. The emotions, I call it flood of emotions, one of them. And that I know everyone, because everyone goes through some kind of grief or the other. So it brought back a lot for people. You know, the messages were so powerful. I also wrote on my dad. My dad has passed. That's the dog's barking, and this one is coming up. Yeah, my dad has passed away already, you know, because, you know, he's older. And I wrote a whole series on him, on his life, you know. And
that's amazing.
He was great. In the Second World War.
Okay.
So this brought a lot of emotions out with people and the way he was and his work in government. So I wrote a whole series on him and how he brought us to where we live in Dominica at the time. And I wrote about the area, because it's a place called Santa Roma. And I went back with another friend of mine. We did research, and we were researching the area, and we found information we wanted. In 1700s, I went all the way back to 1600 because I had to find the root of where we live.
Wow.
Because people get confused of the area. And I got the information in French. So I had to have it translated. And that made a big impact for book three. Huge, huge impact on book three.
That's awesome. You know? That is so cool. That is so cool. Ross, maybe you could share, because a lot of our listeners in some form or fashion touch the senior industry. So they work with seniors, they quote unquote serve seniors. So, you know, as you know, getting along with people in life and having a really good perspective, a lot of it is not just thinking you're always right, but seeing the other person's side or being able to move to the other side of the table and seeing something from their perspective. So maybe could you share to our audience that works with seniors, maybe some epiphanies or maybe some thoughts you have from the senior side, being that you are in that demographic, but also you write to that demographic, maybe some things they haven't thought of, or maybe some ideas that could really help them go deeper with the seniors they serve, because our goal is to make seniors to have a fantastic retirement. If you could speak on that, would be great.
Sure, definitely. The first thing I would look at is having a certain respect for the seniors. In this modern day, you'd find, well, from my experience, that the youth of today, and not only the youth, people in generally, they seem to have lost that respect for the seniors. And that the seniors come, I always say, the God, whatever you want to call the God, whether it's Allah or whether it's whatever you want to call him, is still the same holy inspiration, divine, the divinity, did not put a person or make a person a senior for nothing. People pass away at any age. But when you're a senior, you reach that ripened age or ripen, because you're still ripening, age of the senior. Is because you are blessed with the wisdom. Not necessarily a PhD or whatever degree, but the wisdom of life. And that education is what's missing. And this is why you find that some people, you know, who attend to seniors, they don't have that patience and they don't have that know-how to handle the seniors. It's a patience, it's a grace, it's a blessing, it's a wisdom, it's been wise. It's not necessarily a degree, a diploma, a associate degree, or whatever you get in the schools. No, that is not giving you the authority and the wisdom to take care of a senior. Taking care of a senior is a passion. You have the passion, you should not be in that job. Because it takes patience. I wrote a poetry directing to the seniors. It's in book one.
Okay, sure.
I'm going to read
a little
bit of this one, inspirational. I think it's 126. I always have to try and find where I put it. I have one on God's people as well. Okay. God's people is sharing, and how you share with the lesser fortunate, you know, sharing from the heart, from the inspiration.
Okay.
But the one in seniors, I think that will, it's called I Am Senior. But before I write a poem, I always have a preface as my center before I take this up. And again, the preface don't come from me. It just comes through me. Okay? It's a situation that happened with me, to me, or at me, because that's how they talk. They say something at you. And being a senior, I did not take that too lightly because it was too much disrespect. And this is what happens. And those who are employed to take care of these seniors, these delicate people, because you know you have dementia, there's all kind of things that seniors get, you know, beyond our control, you know. There is an inspiration that teaches you how to. It's not, that doesn't come from the degree. And this is the mistake a lot of these people are making. They think because they have the degree or the whatever it is, that they're entitled. No, you're not. You know, if you don't have the passion, especially with seniors, that dedicate age, why are you in that position? And you don't know, you don't have the know-how because you have not got the wisdom and you don't listen. Listen to the seniors. They have the wisdom. They have the know-how. They know what they're talking about. You pay attention, you listen to the seniors, you get a lot of wisdom. You get wise. Sometimes I tell my daughter, oh, granny said that. Oh, yeah, your great grandmother's, that my grandmother, it would be her great grandmother. Then I would tell her something would happen. I would say, oh, granny did it like that. And that's what granny did. That's what your aunt did or my mother did. So I go back because we were brought up to respect your seniors and to listen to them. And that is something I realized that, you know, from what I experience in this day and age, the disrespect I experience from people you don't expect to them to behave that way.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
I'll read something here. This is from book one, okay. Oceans of Thoughts, book one.
Okay.
And the poem is called I Am Senior.
Mm.
Me, you know, or whichever senior.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with a preface.
Okay.
I said, cracks in torrents of unintelligent lyrics from the youth to the senior, spiral moments of strife that belch stench of disrespect. Mm-hmm. So it belched stench of disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know you, so I don't have to respect you. Not because you are older than me, I have to respect you. Words that sit at the back of the tongue, taste of bad seed, saliva sipped to the core, a bash of prejudices and families. Yet, carved to birth this message of inspiration, those written stains cannot be erased. May the Lord of creation dissolve the burden of unfavored disrespect. I wrote that August 29, 2020. Wow. That's the preface from I Am Senior.
Okay.
Then I also wrote, I wrote this poem in meditation as a tool to enlighten one's heart around our seniors. The loss of respect hanging over the mouths of generations for seniors must be noted. And through some upliftment of the word, one might reflect on the self. This poem is written with an emphasis on one of my favorite books of the Bible, the Epistle of James. As I look towards Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace, I gather the inspiration, the strength, and the wisdom to write this song.
Hmm.
And then I have another quote. James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings, my brethren. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials.
Wow.
I am senior.
That's great.
No, I'm going to read the poem. Yep. I am senior.
Okay.
Because I prepare you to accept my work with the, sometimes I put prayers, sort of a, the way I put the prayers, I give you affirmations that would relate to what I'm writing, the experience. Okay. Now, this is my experience now.
Mm-hmm.
This is my, and my experience relate to your mom's experience. I'm 69 this year. So my experience will relate to another person's senior's experience because they go through the same thing, yet then it's not spoken. Some people take it in, some people react different or whatever.
Makes sense.
So I am senior. I am senior. I am family. I am senior. I am a relative. I am senior. I'm a gift. I am senior. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. That's James 1:17. I am senior. I am family. I am senior. I am a relative. I am senior. I am an inspiration. I am senior. If anyone among you thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. James 1:26. I am senior. I am family. I am senior. I'm a relative. I am senior. I am inspired. I am senior. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among all members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. James 3:6. I am senior. I am family. I am senior. I am a relative. I am senior. I am an observer. I am senior. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With it, we bless our Father, the God and Father. And with it, we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. James 3:8-9. I am senior. I am family. I am senior. I am a relative. I am senior. I am respected. I am senior. Out of the same mouth proceed blessings and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. James 3:10. I am senior. I am family. I am senior. I am a relative. I am senior. I am wise. I am senior. Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives? Or grapevine bear figs? Thus, no spring yields both salt water and fresh. I am senior. I am family. I am senior. I am a relative. I am a relative. I am senior. I am wisdom. I am senior. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. I am senior. I am family. I am senior. I am a relative. I am senior. I am that. I am senior. I am that. Peace. The grit is on. Peace. Written Roslyn Sarah McLean, August 27, 2020. Oceans of Thoughts.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing. That was amazing.
Thank you so much as well.
That was amazing.
Oh. Yes, thank you.
Well,
wow.
Rosalind, I think that's a great way to wrap this thing up. I can't put a better bow on it than that. Maybe just share with people, how can they follow you? How can they find your work? How could they get a hold of your what you're doing and how you're serving the world?
Oceans of Thoughts is available on the three books. Is Oceans of Thoughts book one, mm-hmm. Oceans of Thoughts book two, which is a blue book, okay. And Oceans of Thoughts book three. Okay, they're available on Amazon.com or anywhere, if they're Amazon.uk, Amazon.ca with Amazon. And they're also available on Barnes & Noble. Also, I had them on Ingram Spark for hopefully libraries and schools and institutions may want to buy in bulk, you know, Ingram Spark. Oceans of Thoughts is definitely a healing, self-healing, passionable material. Mm. It's inspirational. Mm. It's motivating. It's influential. You know, so Oceans of Thoughts is definitely self-healing. Many have gravitated to the work, and it's like life-changing because it's different. I know it's different. Anything coming from the holy inspiration, from the infinite, from the nothingness, you know, anything coming from that higher source is different. Mm-hmm. It's up to man to want to accept. And I had to actually bow to accept it, to keep the knowledge and accept it, because it's not easy to be always rejected because it's not the norm.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the norm. And it took me many years to actually start speaking out and speaking of that part of my life, you know. And I am just hoping that the teachers, you know, the schools, the teachers, the teenagers, high schools, you know, colleges, professors, or whoever would pick up Oceans of Thoughts. That can be used as recommended reading for literature and social studies. Actually be used in curriculums of schools, because actually the books are placed at the University of the West Indies.
Okay.
You know, the librarian took it, and I'm just thrilled. That's huge for me and Oceans of Thoughts that they've accepted it in the university for whatever project that they're doing, or whatever it is they're doing, doesn't matter. They are at the university and they can be used. And this is where Oceans of Thoughts is aiming. I am hoping that senior centers and senior citizens and those who are in charge of senior centers can gravitate and can purchase, well, they have to purchase the books, the book one, because they, and use it in their training. They need to be able to use Oceans of Thoughts in their training, you know, because it's what's in there is not taught in any university. The universities are not teaching inner self peace. They're teaching other things, yes, which is needed for life, yes. Everyone has a degree, whatever it is that they have, for their positions in life, and so yes. So that is accepted. But that part, I always say, it can't be taught because No, who is going to teach you the inspiration of the Holy Spirit? I mean, you know, it's different. It just happened to be different. I have read many books and I haven't seen this in the books.
Well,
I guess it's the way, I think it's the way I have written it, is the way the message is channeled through it, because the way I wrote this, I haven't seen it anywhere. Because I've looked to see, well, maybe someone will say, people have asked me. I've had several interviews where I've been asked, who am I following? And I'm very baffled at why people would think I'm following anybody. They're asking me, who? And I'm like, why you ask me who I'm supposed to be following? You know, they asked me about certain poets and things, and I don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. But anyway, I hope that my work reaches far and wide. It is far and wide, and people really do gravitate to Oceans of Thoughts. And when they read Oceans of Thoughts, I would ask them please to leave reviews on Amazon, in Barnes & Noble, on Goodreads, because they could do reviews there. And yes, I appreciate this conversation.
Yes, ma'am. Same here, Rosalind. I wanted to say that hopefully everyone watching that has the same impression that I have, which is one, you know, inspiration to listen to those thoughts. A lot of us, if they're like me, think of it as like, you know, your mind's playing tricks on you, your mind's running around. But, you know, I've been inspired by you to listen to those thoughts as inspiration from a higher power, that maybe I need to do something. And I just want to let you know, you're inspiring that you didn't just listen, but you actually took action, and your action is not just for you to benefit, but to actually serve and help others. So I just want to let you know that that's fantastic and very inspiring. And I hope everyone listening gets the same inspiration from this conversation that I did. So I just want to, you know, welcome you to our community, and also thank you so much for sharing this awesome message and all that you do.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate this. And I really give my my all to those who are listening and who are not listening, because the message is going to keep on moving. And I always say, yes, because you will know about it. You will tell somebody else, and that's how it spreads. And I really want the work to spread, because that's what the mission is for. It's for healing the inner self, the inner self, the heart, the inner spirit of man. This is what it's all about. I mean, no one is perfect, neither am I.
Right.
But I know I have a mission to fulfill and a purpose. And, you know, that's what I am on the mission to do.
That's so cool.
Try and help, you know, someone or the other.
We're all out there learning, reading books, going to school, going to college, which is educating the mind.
The mind, but not the not the inner self, not the spirit.
That exactly. But now you're focusing on serving the heart. And getting to the heart of the matter and healing those people. So
yes,
we need more healing out there, and you're amazing at it. So thank you so much, and appreciate your time.
I appreciate it. I appreciate your time,
ma'am,
as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for watching the Serving Senior podcast, where we've had Miss Rosalind talk about how she's serving seniors and the overall humanity at such a high level. So please make sure you follow our podcast, you subscribe, continue to watch, and be looking for the next episode. Thanks again. Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a great day.
See you, Rosalind. Bye-bye. Hey, this is Matt Helton with OneTrust Home Loans, home of Retirement Mortgage Solutions. And we really do appreciate you checking out the Serving Seniors podcast today. Now, please go to the description down in the body of the podcast, where you can subscribe to get future shows. Please click that notification button so you get notified when other shows drop. And also, if you can go to servingseniorspodcast.com, and we'd love to hear a comment about our show. We have a heart to serve seniors, and we have a heart to make sure seniors don't just survive retirement, don't just get by in retirement. We want to show seniors how to thrive in retirement. So if you know of anyone that's 55 and older that could use some extra cash flow, maybe the retirement's not going the way that they like, our retirement mortgage solutions are designed for folks, depending on the state, they're either 55 or 62 and older, to make sure that they have that kind of retirement that they want, as long as they own a home and they're in a good equity position, there could be some solutions that they may not have thought about, or maybe they thought of and they just didn't know how they work. That's what we do. So anyone in that age group that could use some mortgage advice, my team and I would love to be able to help them. Thanks again, and look forward to seeing you on the next show. Have a great day.